Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos, Halavavos, Shar Cheshbon, and Nefesh. And of course, in the section that we begin today, in the 17th of the Cheshbonos, the Chovos, Halavavos reminds us about the importance of keeping a accounting of our souls, especially when we're around our friends. Says the author of the Chovos, Halavavos, you know, sometimes we think to ourselves that we need to have good friends, and we need to make sure that we are attached to a good social group. And the author of the Chovos HaLevavos says, you know, maybe we need to think and rethink sometimes about how much we attach ourselves and identify ourselves as an identity of being an attachment to friends, and when are we turning around and thinking about who we are as individuals. That is to say, people who are only part of a social group sometimes identify themselves based on the influence, and are sometimes that influence is not so great. Therefore, says the Chovos HaLevavos, there is a certain value in some alone time from people, because if you think about it that way, sometimes the definition of an individual personality is best defined away from who he or she associates with. It might be a good idea to mention the thoughts of Rav Nachman Tzvi Finkel, who pointed out that this was one of those things that happened with Yaakov Avinu in last week's Parsha. The Torah tells us, "Vayivaser Yaakov Levado," Yaakov was left alone. Sometimes, says Rav Nachman Tzvi, we need to go ahead and be alone in order for us to think. In other words, not to be able to be associated with groupthink, which is such a great danger in our lives. How often do we think, gee, what do I think, versus what do I think because I'm a part of a group? And by the way, because there are groups that just don't live with the same idea and place an importance and a stress on that which is not superficial, the understanding that life should have a depth to it. People should live with a cheshbon, with an accounting of how I spend my day. All they do is talk back and forth. So then, in those types of situations, says the Chovos HaLevavos, bad things emerge. We live in a world of social media where people are just commenting all day long. I comment to you and you comment to me, but nobody's actually commenting on the basis of any sort of depth. And if that's the case, if we're limited to X number of characters in what we're saying, how deep are our comments going to be? And how much cheshbon is going to go into them? And take a look at society today. We call friends friends only on the basis of the fact that we click a button. We don't even have to know the people. We're already linked in and friends with thousands of people. In such a situation where everyone is just commenting without any cheshbon, bad things sometimes come about because people are just using a lot of words, like the Chacham says over here, "Berov dvarim lo yechdal pesha." The more that people talk or write, then the more difficult it is to hold back from sin. Chovos HaLevavos adds, "Gaiva veleitzanos ubazus ktsas hayoshvim baschokimayim." A person needs to understand that there is a lot of embarrassment. There is a certain degree of haughtiness and frivolity and joking around that happens when people just turn around and hang out just in groups. Now, there is a time for people to have groups, and there is such a thing as having good influence, but a person has to live with the cheshbon. What am I doing within my group? How am I going to handle within my group? And who am I when I'm in a group? And not to be a follower, not to just turn around and be the defined individual who defines himself based on if everybody likes him. Because when you do that also, you lose your own authenticity. So again, for our message of the day, we need to figure out who we are as individuals and make sure that that individuality doesn't get lost in the group. This too is a good thing to think about as we go through this day and every day. Have a terrific day.